And since we're editing, you know, I just hit start, and we'll give ourselves, you know, a nice little lead-in, and we'll do it. Everybody ready?
We're ready.
Okay. Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Robert Woolsey, and joining me this morning, kind of as co-host, soon to be the solo host of this slot, is Brian Hansen. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Robert.
And this spot is the high school sports and activities interview on Raven Radio. It's traditionally been Tuesday morning, but we're shifting it to Wednesday, and Brian's going to be taking over as host because I guess, Brian, you haven't had a student in the Sitka High district in a while, but you still have the sports bug totally for local sports.
I think so. It's been 2 years since my youngest son Max has been in a sports program, but still follow it closely and know most of the players as far as coaches, and I mean players as in a general sense, like the coaches and a lot of kids that I were involved with. So yeah, I like it and glad to help out here at
and
KCAW.
Do you get to games too quite a bit still?
I do. I try to make it to every year. I try to make it to. I usually go to all the basketball and baseball games, of course, and I make it to every other sport as my goal every year. Whether it's girls and boys.
That's good. Coach Andy Lee of Sitka High Wolves basketball is here. Andy, do you see Brian up in the stands? Do you know you have a lifetime critic up there?
Well, you know, he may have worn every hat except for the mascot head. So, you know, we've seen him coaching and done play-by-play in color. And, you know, he does know the kids, and the kids know him.
And well, so, enough about me, though.
Yeah, so. Well, you know, it's not very often he gets to be a rookie.
All right. Well, rookie, what are you thinking about Sitka High basketball? What's on your mind for Coach
Lee? Well, I'm
looking
at Coach Andy Lee, who's in his sixth year here at Sitka High School. And they're, from what I understand in the little pre-interview here, they're deep into their season already. Andy, why don't you tell us about you know, how many games you played and how that compares to what's happened after the first week of January in years past?
Well, I think you have to go back to the for fan information and community information, we're in the first year of the three-team conference. And so that has a tremendous effect. We're in a conference now with Mount Edgecombe and Petersburg as the state is reclassified. And so as Mike Vieira, our venerated athletic director, has had to go out and get scheduled non-conference games, that's become more and more of a challenge. And so we're more at you know, we have to get games as opponents want to play them. So we have a front-loaded schedule. We played our Holland America tournament. We've played in the Capital City Classic in Juneau. And we've played in the Lime Pepsi Invitational at Anchorage Christian School in Anchorage, in addition to playing two games at Thunder Mountain in Juneau. So we've got, typically in December, we play the Holland America tournament. And that's about it, three games. And right now we're sitting at 11, and when you consider that we have a 23 or 24 game season, with 2 months to go, we're nearly at the halfway point.
All right. Well, let's get right down to facts then, Andy. Where do you stand after 11 games?
We have a team that's junior loaded. We're young, but and a bit inexperienced at the varsity level, but we have a very talented group of juniors. And one senior, John De La Cruz, who's our senior captain. And but we feature a team, a varsity team, that's made up predominantly of juniors. We'll sprinkle a few freshmen in there as the year goes on. But the burden of winning and losing this year is primarily carried by a talented junior class. We're 5-6. We've played, I believe, eight 4A schools in that schedule. Schools in the upper classification, and so we've lost one 3A game, and so all of our losses and some of our wins, we've beaten Juneau Douglas, which I believe broke an 11-year streak of losing to them, which goes back to well before my knowledge of the program, but someone over there said that it had been 11 years. So, you know, we've got some great wins. We beat West Valley from Fairbanks' largest school, and in addition to Nome, who was ranked number one 3A at the time. So we're having a, I think for a young team, We wanted to come out of this stretch with an identity. Brian Way, 6'6", is averaging about 22 points a game. Kendrick Payton, 6'6". So we have some great inside players, along with A.J. Inman. But we also have some really solid guards. And, you know, Oscar Berrigan, Joey Inman, Quentin White, Jaron Sumawong. And Jaron's just returning from a state runner-up in wrestling. So, and all of those guys are juniors, in addition to senior John De La Cruz.
So of the games that you played, the 11 games you played, it's my understanding only three of them have been at home?
Three at home, correct. And right. So we're truly road warriors.
Yeah. When is your next home game when the local crowd can expect to watch?
Friday night at 7, and Saturday night, I believe, also at 7. We play the Seward High School, and we've played them at state 2 years ago, so they're a pretty veteran bunch. And we expect a good challenge.
So you have a junior-based team, Andy. What players last year were what you call contributors to the team that can translate some varsity experience over into this year? Or do you have any of those players?
Brian Way got some really solid minutes last year and had a couple of double-figure scoring games, and I think that's already shown up. I think with a junior team where no one has ever started a varsity game, kids arrive at the varsity level individually. And so as more of them arrive at this level, the team will improve. And guys are arriving on their own time. Some guys are pretty inconsistent. Some guys play. Brian's played at a pretty high level pretty much every game. And other guys have shown, fits and spurts.
Well, it sounds like pretty good development to have a 5-6 record when you're playing mostly 4A teams. Mm-hmm. What's your assessment of the progress of the team since you started in, early December, correct?
Well, one of the things Mike and I do every spring, every April, is sit down and talk about what we want as a schedule. And we wanted to challenge these kids early. We wanted, we've been to state a number of years in a row. Last year we were Southeast champions. But this team is not last year's team. We graduated 9 guys, some very good players. And so we wanted to challenge these guys earlier because until they get 9 or 10 games, they're still sophomores. And now we feel like they're becoming juniors. And one of the things I've been selling these guys on is the simple fact that they get 2 senior years. There's 1 senior. So these, for the next 60 games, this is our varsity team. And so, I think they've embraced that. So we're looking at, a progression to be 5-6 or 6-5 was where I kind of thought we'd be, given the level of competition.
Right. Coach, let's talk real briefly, a little X and O's here. What kind of offense and defense do you play? And give us a little idea of what we can expect to see. Do you press? Do you play man-to-man? Do you play zone? Give us an idea of what we can see out there on this weekend.
Well, we're kind of we're pretty flexible, even though, we have a couple of guys that stand 6'6", we can also put a small, fast team on the floor. And when I say small, that's relative. We can put a team that, of Joey Inman at 5'10 or 6 foot, and Quentin White and Oscar Berrigan, and with A.J. Inman as a big man, we can put those guys out there with John De La Cruz and be a pretty quick team. But we can also feature a pretty potent inside game with Brian Way and Kendrick Payton. We call them McFilthy and McNasty. And, so we can throw it in. We like to be inside out because that's a real strength. And I think that's, for the most part, the teams we play, that's a weakness. And so we attack that.
Okay. Give us an idea, though, of what, that the new conference intact now, the 3 teams, who you're competitors are, what you can expect with them. When do you play conference games?
Well, it's very intense because we've worked very hard. I think RAD and Mike Vieira and Andrew Frisky have worked very hard together to provide great schedules for our teams and to get teams to the island. It requires some cooperation. So all of the non-conference teams that are coming to town are playing both of us. Seward will play Thursday night against Edgecombe and then the next 2 nights against us. We also have Eielson and ACS coming in doing the same thing. And so we'll both benefit from that. But I think we've just built you know, the early season is the non-conference season, very much like a college team. And but we're going to end the year with, you know, with Petersburg and Edgecombe, and it's going to be very intense because instead of playing them twice, we have to play them four times and then potentially two or three times at Regents. So in Mount Edgecombe's case, we could very much, we play them the last four games of the season. And then if we play in the first or second round at Regionals, we could end up playing them as many as six times in a two-week period. So, you know, I think we'll know each other. I think it, you know, regardless of whether it's Petersburg or Edgecombe, it'll, you know, we'll there won't be any secrets. And so it will come down to, you know, effort and execution at the end of the season. And it'll come down to the kids.
All right, Coach, we appreciate your time. We are looking forward to the games this weekend. What time do they start?
7 p.m., but also I believe that there's the girls' games start at 5:15, and we'll be getting the word out about the announcements. But there's girls' and boys' games, and we're excited, and we look forward to some, you know, to playing at home.
Look forward to seeing you at the gym, Coach.
Very good. Go Wolves.
All right. Well, nice job, gentlemen. I'll make that edit. Andy Lee is a coach of the Sitka High Wolves. Brian Hansen is the host to be of this time slot. Nice job, Brian, and I assume you'll be there Friday.
I will.
The rookie. Looking
forward to it.
I'm Robert Woolsey, news director at Raven Radio. Every Wednesday morning during this time slot, we're going to be talking about high school sports and activities here on Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.